I am Rhonda Kilinowski. I am a CPA. We have three offices in New Hampshire, Franklin, Littleton, and Laconia. And we set a few staff members out to try and understand the law as soon as it was passed. It continued to evolve, and as clients called us in July, August, September, October, we didn't have answers for them because it is difficult at best to apply what they have laid out and how they're ever going to be able to put this in a set of instructions that a self-preparer is going to be able to understand is yet to be seen. The first thing that I'm going to say is this whole way it's calculated, this tax, is going to be dependent on what we call reasonable compensation. And having been involved in a number of audits about what is reasonable compensation, and we can't get a straight answer. Every client is different. Every time we deal with and present the facts to the Department of Revenue, they said, oh, you need to keep a log of everything they did and all their hours and blah, 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 blah. And we present that. It's not enough. And every single one, we really didn't, nobody wants to litigate. My clients don't want to pay for that. But even law firms are not litigating because that's how we determine law in the state of New Hampshire. You have to litigate. And then once it's settled, then that ends up being, okay, there's the rule. Compensation has not been litigated. And bottom line is all these clients that have went to audit have settled. They've made offers, which then we're told, okay, once you've made an offer, now that's what we're going to base your future compensation on, whatever you've decided in this. So everybody seems to be different. And when a client comes to my office and I start talking about reasonable compensation, I can't give them black and white. And I can't give them any assurances that upon audit, their reasonable compensation will not be challenged because we don't have a definition for it. And it really is part and parcel of this interest in dividend. We also did not know that the rule might change for earnings and profits. And many of our single member LLCs and some partnerships federally are not required to keep balance sheet information because their revenue numbers and their assets are too low. Those clients, if they have to go back and determine what their past accumulated profits are and compensation that they didn't take that year, so their accumulated compensation, we took sample clients and easily spent over 8 hours trying to go back with these sample clients who didn't maintain balance sheets and figure out what these numbers were and how this law, this tax law, was going to affect them. It is going to be, when a client comes to my office, it is going to be more difficult to do tax planning for them because the state is going to be harder to do tax planning for than the federal government. So I just think that the difficulty in determining what is reasonable compensation, what is interest in dividend, what's a liquidating distribution, is going to put so much burden from preparation costs, accounting costs, and honestly, when we're all said and done, and this is we've done 2 years of this. 3 years down the road, when the Department of Revenue has the software and the capacity to analyze this stuff, which is what happened with compensation, by the way, you would give a client who had dealt with what was reasonable compensation. 3 years later, they get audited, and that's what's going to happen with this. You are not going to feel the fallout from this in 2010, other than what comes out of your pocket in a reasonable attempt that these taxpayers make to try and file an accurate return. You're going to feel the fallout in 2012 when they start getting audited, and what we hear is, geez, that's not what we meant. So I am opposed. I think we have more problems to deal with. First, in determining reasonable compensation, that this is only going to make worse. I think it should be repealed. I think there are other ways to tax that we haven't even talked about, and probably this isn't the forum, and cut costs. Thank you.